Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This survey out this morning is finding that one-third of people believe that they could survive a horror movie. They surveyed some 2,000 adults, and three-quarters of them credit their quick thinking and survival instincts for potential success, while 42% of these people surveyed were like, yeah, I'd be killed first. I'd be done. I'd be out. And then there goes on to talk about logic and reason and outsmarting villains. And honestly, all you would have to do is just run and not fall down.
Yeah.
Like
that's
they do in every single stupid horror movie. You just fall down. Oh!
Yeah.
And then he comes over and stabs you. You know, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. It's funny because at the beginning of the month, I was talking about how I never watch horror movies. And so I started my little horror movie journey this month. I watched Chopping Mall, Trucker and Dale versus Evil, Sleepaway Camp, and I'm about halfway through Gremlins right now.
Oh, I love Gremlins.
Because I've never seen Gremlins. I was like, it's time that I watch this.
You can't feed them after midnight.
Is that a horror movie?
Yeah. Don't get them wet,
the Mowglis, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't ruin it for me.
I'm sorry. Or is it? Is that what they're called? I don't think it's a Mowgli.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Jungle Book. But yeah, no, there's...
Jungle Book. Yes, Mowgli and Baloo.
That's Mowgli. But yeah, those little creatures, they're super cute.
They're super cute.
Unless you feed them after midnight.
Yeah, like I'm just maybe 30 minutes into it. I'm not even halfway through, but I saw it on there and I was like, I gotta watch this again.
No, those franchises get better and better. One of the Gremlins has a mohawk at one
point. Don't ruin it for
me. Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't ruin
it.
I want to be surprised. And I know Josh was finally watched Friday the 13th for the first time, which isn't that the dumbest movie ever?
Dude.
It's dumb.
Is it Crystal Lake?
It's not even scary.
Yes, Crystal Lake, which is, okay, the setting is fine or whatever, but I thought I would see Jason. You don't see Jason until the third one.
Yeah.
So I'm like the hockey mask dude, you know, that's what I want to see. It turns out it's his mom or whatever.
I know.
Which, yeah, spoiler, it's from 1980,
yeah,
everybody.
So
it's just crap. It's a crap movie.
The fight scenes where it's the very end scene where the main character lady fights Jason's mom. It's the worst core. I mean, they worked on it for 10 minutes before they shot it.
It was a different time.
But that's why, like,
horrible.
Remember yesterday when we were talking about the best horror movies of all time, how a lot of them were those old school ones. I'm like,
they don't hold up.
Took this survey? Because those old ones, they don't hold up. They're just not the same.
Yeah, I don't know how you can watch those and enjoy them now in 2025.
Yeah.
It was a lot of laughing. Like, I enjoyed it in the fact that, like, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I mean, it's kind of, I kind of get a little sense of joy out of that.
Yeah. They're but really not bad. Scared.
They're horrible.
They're supposed to scare you, not make you laugh.
Yeah.
Like that's the
I
thing.
Just think I think the reason people went to see them in the 80s and 70s was because they always have the token
nude scene.
Yeah, the nude scene.
But that's we were talking about that too. How you couldn't just go get a boob whenever you wanted.
You'd have to go find your dad's Playboy, right?
You had to seek out the nudity back in the day. Like it wasn't just at your fingertips, like everybody has with their phones now. You really so when someone saw a movie with nudity in it, you then went back to school or your social circle.
Yeah, mine
and
was
told
Sleepaway Camp
it.
Too. We always checked out Sleepaway Camp too when we were having sleepovers and stuff because there's numerous nude scenes in it.
Yes,
as a middle school boy, you're like, oh, this is the greatest thing.
Exactly.
Was that Airplane for me? I think was that
3.4 seconds. Yeah. There's boom.
No,
up in the
Sleepaway
left
Camp
quarter.
Too. There was multiple scenes, so it was like
that's what I.
But
mean.
You knew, like in the first Terminator, there was a nookie scene and you saw a side boob and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, you waited for those little
guys.
Bits.
You
did. Like,
and then there would be the one
Josh.
Kid who brought like a penthouse to school, that he stole from a bookstore or something. Yeah. And you'd sneak out on recess and you'd all huddle in the corner somewhere and looking at it. You're like, what?
That is so funny. I just can't believe
I remember when in elementary school, one kid brought a condom to school. None of us had ever seen a condom before.
Right? And you
so
blow
again,
it up like the
yes,
balloon?
We,
yes.
It was like on recess. Yes. There was five of us huddled in the corner. I can still remember the chain link fence that we were all huddled up against in our ski jackets, playing with it and looking at it and stretching it. And then we buried it in the ground. And then the next day, we'd come back out and play with it again and look at it. It went on for like a week. I could go right now to my elementary school and walk you up to where we buried it. It might still be there,
I was
honestly.
Like, rubber doesn't
honestly,
dissolve.
I should maybe go see if it's still
you
there.
You should.
I bet it is.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, my God.
No, your buddy Braxton or whatever picked it up like, 10 years ago.
No, we buried it.
It's a different kind of time
God,
capsule.
That kind of makes me want to go see if it's still there. I can walk right to the spot where it was.
That is
oh,
so
and nothing
funny.
Else has been built there. It's like in a field, like... I bet you.
You know what's funny? I feel like every boy or guy has that memory of their first interaction with finding their first prophylactic that. Like, it was middle school for me too. I mean, a buddy of mine at middle school brought them, and he was like, "Do you know what these are for?" And I was like, "I have no clue,"
well,
but
girls
I pretended
were curious too.
Well,
like,
yeah, I'm sure.
I remember my, going over to my grandma's house in Minneapolis. My uncle lived with her, and he had a whole stack of magazines
just in case
in the back staircase leading up to the attic that nobody got to go to. But me and my cousin Shannon went up there one time. We were like, whoa,
Shannon's a hornball now.
What are these?
Like, Shannon's a freak.
We sat there, and I stayed there all summer with my grandma, and we would go back and look at those things because we were just fascinated.
Yeah.
I was
all
like 11, you know?
Gosh,
so, like,
so funny.
Yeah.
We did
can't
the
get
same
enough
thing.
Of it.
We did the same thing with our my great aunts. They had like the original Barbies, and the original Barbies were much more anatomically correct than the new Barbies. And you could take off their clothes and see what those Barbies look like. Yeah. And I was in like middle school.
I feel like you still do that.
Well, you know, I asked her to keep those after.
Now they're action figures.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, speaking of hooking up with naked Barbies, so Love is Blind. Is it wrapped up now?
Still have the reunion. That's going to be on Wednesday.
Oh my
God,
there's
the
more?
Reunion is on the 29th. Yesterday was the weddings episode. So this is kind of the finality of the actual experiment. And it did not disappoint, at least for me. Here's the thing. I know a lot of people are saying it's like an underwhelming season. I don't know how you think that. Like, there's so much drama and just, you know, you get to see, look into these people's lives. And I think the biggest takeaway I get is Denver is a really hard place to date in. And the show proved that.
Yep.
Do you want to hear why Love is Blind Season 9, the Denver edition, made franchise history? Do you
this
want
is gonna
to
ruin
know
it
this?
For me? I mean,
yeah, it probably
I've
will.
Made it halfway through. I think I'm like six or seven episodes in, and truly I've kind of fizzled out on this because it is such brain damage for me to watch this. No offense to everybody who is loving it, you know, but it's hard for me to continue.
Well, I think people who like this kind of TV, which I do, I love reality shows and everything, so it is perfect for people who like that. If you aren't into that, it can be kind of drawn out and long.
This was hard for me.
Yeah. So do you want me to tell you?
I do.
You? Yeah?
I
Josh?
Do.
Just
say
it.
Okay. So on season 9, Love is Blind, Denver edition, not one of the couples said I do.
Really?
Not
first
one
time.
Of
None
them.
Of them,
first
huh?
time in history where all of the couples, two of the couples
what
made it to
Sparkle
the
Megan?
Altar. Okay, so there's three couples at the end, right? So going into the weddings episode, you have Allie and Anton. So they're the hot couple.
The
that
hot
you loved.
Couple didn't say
hot
yes.
Hot couple that you love.
I was rooting for the hot couple.
And then we have Edmund and Calabria.
They call it KB.
The two who got into the cabinet.
Yes. So they also make it.
What
and
happened
then
to the guy that lived in Dillon?
No, Nick and
they broke
Annie,
up?
He
Good.
Said no.
Yeah.
Like he, if
the last episode
like,
I saw, she was like going back and forth in bed with him about, I need you, I love you. And then a split second later, she says, I don't need you.
Okay, she did that twice. And the
Annie
second time.
Sayonara, see you later.
I'm sorry.
Annie
see you
got
later.
Drunk and was just like completely love vomit on him and unacceptable.
And then went from that to, I don't need you, but I want you.
I
like there was so much
It
crap.
Was so bad. So like that happened a few episodes ago where Nick was like, I'm not going to marry you because I'm not happy. Like, he's flat out told her that.
Smart move.
So, he didn't bring it to the altar. But you did have those three couples along with Sparkle, Megan, and Jordan who
and
going into
didn't
the weddings.
Work out, and I thought for sure.
Here's the thing, though. So, Allie and Anton were the first couple who go to the altar, right? And it's like they go through the whole wedding process. So, she's up there in a wedding dress. Yep. She has full makeup, hair done. All of her bridesmaids did the same thing. He's up there and obviously got ready for the wedding. All their family flew into town just for him to go up to the altar and say, I know we've had our ups and downs. I love you. I want you to know I'm willing to work through it. And she says, I don't think you're the same person that I fell in love with in the pod, so awesome. I'm saying no.
I love this.
But they're up at
the
altar. You know what I mean?
Now I kind of do want to watch it because everyone's face is
bright.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the second couple with Edmund and Calabria, like they are up at the altar and same thing where he professes his love to her. And he's just like, I can't imagine my life without you. He's got the pick in the hair.
Still
like,
with the pick in the hair?
His story is so, and again, it, like I should have said this before, but spoilers in case anybody's listening, but he had his fifth grade teacher walk him down the aisle. His life, he has had so many things happen to him throughout his life that for me, at
least, got a crazy backstory.
I just want this guy to win. I just wanted him to win, and especially at love. And so like for her to be like, you know, she was a little more kind with it. She's like, me saying no does not mean I don't love you, but we are just not ready for this. We're not ready for marriage. We can't do this. And so then Sparkle, Megan, and Jordan, she doesn't even make it to the, she does not bring him to the altar. They're sitting in her apartment on her couch and she's gently telling him, you know, but that's the one I feel the most bad about because I can relate with Jordan's frustration there because he introduced his son to Sparkle Megan and it wasn't until after that she went. And you remember when she said she wanted to meet him, she was almost like hyper focused on the kid, like, you know, like I might love your son more than I love you. And like, and I get it because like a kid is so different. If you've never dated someone with a kid, it's such a different element and it's hard to explain.
So with Sparkle Megan and what's his name,
Jordan,
what was the reasoning?
Well, because their lifestyles just weren't matching up. And I think that her
friends...
But
that's what she wanted.
I know. And her friends came in and were talking to her before the wedding episode. And the two friends that she decided to bounce her ideas off of were going through divorces. And I think that was a really bad move on her part because that's not the advice you want.
Listen,
like,
it's
you don't
gonna,
want someone
it'll
who's
end
hurt.
In sadness. Yeah. It'll
that's
end in
it.
Divorce. Don't
yes.
do it.
That's kind of what they said to her. And then they were saying, you know, you wanting to, like, to meet the son, like you're that's too far. Like they were. I feel
like
they definitely
all.
Made her feel a type of way.
Totally
too
I
far
do.
When you're marrying this guy
I
who has
know.
A son. Why is that too far?
And then at the end of the episode,
now I'm mad.
When the producers asked Jordan, "Do you regret anything?" I mean, he doesn't hesitate. He says, I regret introducing her to my son. I do. Yeah. And as a mom who was single and dated, wow. I didn't introduce anyone to Zoe except my boyfriend. Like the guy ended up being my boyfriend for 7 years. That's who Zoe got to meet. It is such a big thing to introduce your kid to somebody. And it again, we don't know how the edits and everything went.
Yep.
So we don't know how it
yep,
went
yep.
in post-production. But it
we
got to
get him in here.
It seems that she met the child, you know, his son,
yeah.
And then quickly after decided that this life wasn't
she didn't like
for
the kid,
her.
Maybe.
And it's like, but here's, you want to hear even more juicy stuff?
You got a couple
I want
minutes.
Sparkle
you got
Megan
2 minutes.
To come date me because I don't have
2 minutes.
I know, right? Josh is ready.
Sparkle Megan.
So, well, here's the thing, Josh. You may be too late. Because when they gave
right.
the little juicy reunion kind of teaser,
yeah.
they have Megan up there. And she, because at the end of the episode, she said, they ask her, does this make you feel like, you know, you weren't able to step up to the plate to be a stepmom? And she said, honestly, yes. And I also feel like, I don't know if I'm able to be a mom. And you feel bad for her because for somebody to say that, it's like, oh. But then they shoot forward to the juicy part of the reunion. Mm-hmm. And she says,
I'm pregnant.
Yeah. I think
Whoa,
she had a baby.
What?
Yeah. After the show wrapped
I was
up,
just joking.
The rumor is that she had a baby with another guy, and they're going to reveal that on the reunion. So that again, big
Whoa.
Spoiler. But that's
Can
what
I ask
people
you something
are
really
saying.
Quick.
Now.
But Jordan hates her.
Yes.
Can I ask you something really quick?
Yeah.
Did she end up meeting the guy that she was kind of connecting with in the pod too? That was like the real estate.
I don't
guy?
Think so because
she
that
didn't
guy
end up
was
him?
His name was Mike.
They
and
matched
the guy,
up so well.
They
though.
Did like just their lifestyles.
Yeah, he
but,
was a little cocky,
but the yeah.
How was she?
As far as like who. Who it is, it seems the rumors say it's somebody not associated with the show.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, the room, like, apparently she may be a mom now.
My
so,
God,
how crazy
is this
is that?
A lot to dissect
yes,
for me.
It
now
is.
I gotta decide if I wanna go back and watch everything. Because well, I kind of like the juiciness of
yeah,
all this.
No, it's very, and again,
even though
like,
I know what happens
now.
Now
that you know what happens at the end, like, leading up to it, I didn't know what they were going to pick. I really didn't. Like, until you saw, like, Allie's face where she was about ready to cry because she was going to let him down, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't fake that. So it's like, I was left guessing all the way up until the last moment. And it was, yeah.
You should get them in here.
I know. I was going to reach out to Sparkle Megan. I know they probably can't go talk to media until probably after the reunion. Yet.
She's got a baby now probably to deal not. With.
I know. Exactly. Allegedly. It's,
or get the Jordan guy in here.
Yeah. One of them.
I feel like I could be friends
it.
With him anyway.
Yeah. He like, seems like a really cool dude. Honestly, it's funny. His persona on the show was very like outspoken and funny, and he had all the tattoos. So you just figure he's like a quirky guy. And then you see him in his like home setting, and he is regimented. He has a routine. He eats the same thing. He meal preps, you know, like he's very type A personality. His apartment's completely like
spotless.
Spick and span. He is not, I guess, in real life, what I thought he would be. But he would be interesting to talk to. I think all of them are just kind of fascinating.
LJ on text line, you guys are on your Love is Blind journey, and I love that for you.
Well, thank you, LJ.
Yeah, I might have to go back and watch. Nick Nack just texted me.
Yeah.
She said, oh, my God, I didn't want to listen, but I couldn't stop.
So I know. I'm sorry. And that's why I said we have
that's all right.
A text
you can still
as
go
well.
Back
like,
and watch
we
it.
Said spoiler
I'm sorry.
Alert.
This is spoiler.
It's fine. It kind of gets me out of having to watch it.
We made a big deal about it.
Do
yeah.
decide to move on.
Yes. So.